If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Mike.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. It's a very
virtual
world.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country or around the world if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. All right, if you need to contact us while we're on the air, there's a few different ways to do that. And jot down these phone numbers because we've still got the Missing Link giveaway to do. So when you hear me doing the Missing Link ad, I'll give you the word of the day. And that's your cue to call in to win your choice of Missing Link for your dog or cat friends. And don't assume that everybody's calling and you won't get through. If you call quickly, you'll get through. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And that's 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime throughout the show to our live email address. Pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email. You can find that that email contact at marthanorwalk.com. Click on Contact Martha, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. If you're submitting current events, please do so via email. If you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. If you need my help as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, I work with you either in your home or over the phone, and I'm a real affordable. I always do a free free, no obligation telephone evaluation. And the best way to contact me is to call and bug my voicemail. If you don't hear back from me immediately, you can reach me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And I want you to remember that I write a column for the New Spirit Journal every month called Our Animal Friends. It's free in lots of venues on the Pacific Northwest here. You can have a subscription mailed to you, or you can read it online. And I'm currently writing about saying goodbye to our animal friends and how to know when it's time and all of that. And tough one, tough subject, but definitely needed right now. And you can access the first two columns, or the first column right now, and I just wrote the second one, which will come out in September, www.newspiritjournal.com, newspiritjournal.com. Okay. I think that covers our contact information here. Other than if you're interested in joining Animal World as an advertiser, we'd love to have you. It's way more affordable than you can imagine for as little as $45 a week. And if you're interested, call me, 360-217-7258. And it's Robin and Martha Sunday, gifted Mount Shasta mystic, co-host of Robin Alexis, or Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Robin Alexis is here. Well, I assume she's here. Robin, are you still there?
I am, and I want to remind people that Mystic Radio rebroadcast plays right after Animal World on Sundays, and you will hear for the second week in a row from a deceased dog by the name of Rachel.
That's right.
She comes in on our show, and she talks about Martha Norwalk's Animal World show, and she talks about how there are animals on the other side that have benefited from the information that Martha's listeners hear about how to work with the souls of the animals. So it's just fascinating to hear this deceased dog advertising Animal World from the other side.
Yeah, I always get a kick out of that. So yeah. Hey, shout out to Rachel. Is she listening?
Oh, she is listening. And she did have an idea. You know, we had talked about at the beginning of your show about the Violet Flame Prayer that we're using, that you can find at facebook.com/mysticradio with no space between the words mystic and radio. The Violet Flame Prayer is about transmuting lack, limitation, financial debt. And what she said to me a few minutes ago was, as we listen to that prayer, we can invoke that also move through the pet food industry, because she says it's because of the way they're thinking that they don't understand that there's abundance even in feeding your pets healthy foods.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, yeah, they have to change their ways. Not all the companies, but the big ones.
Yeah, so that's what she was talking about, is that we can invoke that violet flame to clear out all of that energy.
All right, then we're getting back on the fast track here, folks. Before we do that, I know Kathy's been trying to access Christine's Facebook page, The Love Song. Any success, Mike?
Still a work in progress.
So now...
She's on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she's done the search for
love song,
and she's not finding the little blue globe.
Okay.
So we're still working. She's still working.
All right, Christine. Kathy, yeah. Christine, I think we need help here. And maybe the best thing, Christine, could you call Kathy and maybe talk her through it? Would that help you, Kathy?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Christine, pick up your phone, 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. Because you know, if Kathy and Mike can't get to the Facebook page, there's got to be a whole lot of other folks out there that can't get there either.
Not necessarily.
And my G-Man needs everybody sending him healing energy. So could you please, Christine, call Kathy?
Little help. We need a little help.
888-298-5569. Please call her now and talk her into how do we get on there so we can tell everybody how to do it. Okay. Phone's not ringing. Christine. I expect things instantly. I'm sure she probably had to go get her phone.
We're going to stay on it.
All right.
I'm going to send her an email if we don't get a call here.
Ah, good. Well, that's right. You have her email address.
I do.
Bugger. We need to know. Okay. All right. So fasten your seatbelts. We are cruising through the news here. And Robin, I'm just going to, some of these stories are going to require more of our input than others. And I'm just going to cruise through them and you interrupt whenever there's something you need to tell us, okay?
Will do.
All right. First one is an alert here locally, North Seattle Community College. Apparently, we have raccoons gone wild, and they have been attacking people's dogs that are walking near North Seattle Community College, and it's apparently a pack of raccoons, and they also went after a guy's toddler. So they say that the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Seattle Animal Control, you know, Seattle Animal Shelter, they all say that this isn't their jurisdiction. They're not supposed to deal with this. It's a hole in the system, apparently. And they're worried, of course, about, you know, pets and children of students. And then the problem is, so they've put up a bunch of beware of aggressive raccoon signs, because if you get between them and their kits, you know, their babies, or too close sometimes to them or a food supply, apparently they can become aggressive. And you know, the problem is that if they trap them, the law says that you have to euthanize them. Unless they grant a permit for relocation, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife says that's rarely, if ever, done for urban wildlife and not for raccoons. So, you know, the powers that be at the college feel like they're between a rock and a hard place. They have hired a pest control place to set up traps. They've caught one raccoon, but they really don't want to have to trap and kill them. I was thinking this might be something for Christine to put up on the love song, but I think that Christine's on the phone with Kathy right now, so she's probably not listening to this. I'll set that one aside. But maybe we could send energy to the raccoons around North Seattle Community College to cool their little jets. Okay, then, on the same kind of page here, only in Sandpoint, Idaho, and this is around Priest Lake. We've got otters on the attack.
Wow.
So Idaho Fish and Game are warning people to be careful at a northern Idaho lake because the region's otters are on the attack. A regional supervisor said it's no laughing matter. The cute semi-aquatic predators have been biting and terrorizing beachgoers at Priest Lake's Kalispell Bay. The otters are small but fast, and they're pretty capable of harming people. Attacks generally occur when people get between an otter and their pups or when they simply get too close. The department tries to trap and relocate troublesome otters. So that's the good news. They do relocate these guys if they trap them, but so if you're going to Kalispell area of Priest Lake, watch out for the otters. Okay, Robin, this is one I definitely want you to tune in because I put this in. This was actually an article about an event that I believe took place yesterday in our area. And is the bull riding competition that was at the Comcast Arena this weekend was yesterday. Professional bull riders Lucas Oil Touring Pro Division Tour. And it was Friday and Saturday, apparently. I put it in here because I saw the picture of the bulls arriving. And even though the headline here is Pro Ride Bulls for Love, Maybe Money, talks about this one rider that apparently was kicked so badly in the head by a horse that he was in a coma, almost died, and had to really work to get back at being able to ride bulls. And I'm thinking, maybe there was a lesson there that he didn't get or something. And I basically what I want to hear from you, Robin, to see if you get anything different than I did, is how do the bulls feel about this kind of, you know, it's not a full-blown rodeo. This is particularly a bull riding contest. But I sure didn't like the look of the energy of the bulls when they were arriving. What are you getting?
Well, on the individual who got kicked into a coma, what I heard was past life issues is presenting. Mm. So that's one of those types of situations. And then when I look at the bulls, I get the same thing I get normally when I look at groups. I'm hearing it's mixed. Some of them are okay with it, but some of them look not like they've surrendered to it, but like they've resigned to it, which is a whole different energy.
Isn't that interesting? That's exactly what I got, that some of the bulls actually would volunteer to do this and would enjoy it. It would be a competition for them, too. And they just like trashing cowboys. But there's others that don't. It's like, you know, the whales, that some will give up a lifetime to serve humans and others won't. It's like all of our domestic animals. Some dogs like to serve, some don't. It's individual. And that's why I think in these days we have to learn more to communicate with the animals. And wouldn't it be wonderful if the powers that be, because I didn't get that we shouldn't do this totally, but bring in communicators and pick out the bulls that want to do this. Doesn't that kind of make sense?
Well, it would be an ascended approach to all kinds of things if we remember to listen to our souls, whether we're four-legged or two-legged, and find out what it is that we're here to do. What's our earthly purpose?
Yep. Okay, here's another one that this may be a little hard to swallow, and this has to do with our state targets wolves to protect livestock. Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife agents killed one wolf and are preparing to kill another to protect a rancher's livestock in northeastern Washington. The wolves are in the population protected by state but not federal laws. The wolf killed Tuesday morning was part of a pack in the so-called Wedge, a remote area of northeastern Washington, home to all kinds of wild animals, and the Diamond M Ranch, where complaints by a rancher of one calf killed and others injured generated the department's decision to kill the wolf and prepare to kill another Wednesday afternoon. The targeted animals are two of last year's pups from a pack in the Wedge, not the alpha male and female of the pack. Quote, we don't want to break up the pack, and this year's pups are not predatory. So apparently these are last year's pups, and since they must have been observed as being predatory. The department's been working to recover wolf populations in the state and manage a balance with ranchers making their living where wolves now live after being hunted to extinction. We've got a number of packs in the state now. But there, of course, is argument and dispute going on from the wolf advocates. It says, quote, the killing of problem wolves will be a part of life in Washington from here on out. But it's unclear in this case whether the right livestock stewardship steps have been first tried to reduce conflict potential. If we expect wolves to behave, ranchers need to meet them halfway. So the other side is saying that this rancher is grazing his animals on open public range, and he didn't take enough steps to prevent conflict with wolves. So, Robin, what are you getting on this whole situation?
My sense is that the rancher did take steps, and that, you know, before you read that this wasn't going to destroy the pack, it was these particular predatory wolves.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was hearing, is
okay.
That this is
okay.
Unfortunate. But no, I don't get that sense that the rancher didn't do it. And my sense is that if he had, that somebody would have called him on it, because people know there's going to be a response, especially around wolves.
Yeah. So well, and that's pretty much what I got, is that this is what life is now. with wolves in the state is that they have to be managed, unfortunately, and that means killing some of them that go out and, you know, and yeah, it's tough, but it's kind of the way things are.
Yeah, and the raccoons did come in.
The raccoons at the North Seattle Community College?
Yeah, they came in and they said, hey, respect my space and respect my species. You know, they're just, when I first looked at it, my reaction was that they looked really hostile, like unnaturally so. And I thought, whoa, you know, what's going on with this? But then when I tuned in, that's what I heard, respect my space. And I haven't heard anything from the otters. But that's
well, with the raccoons at the college, do they understand that there's a college with lots of students there, and these students, they have to, you know, they're not coming into, they're walking past their space, apparently. Can they close in their perimeter somehow?
They're not looking too agreeable to that idea.
Yeah, then, okay. Unfortunately, they may get trapped and die then. Sad, but that's also kind of a reality here with the law the way it is.
And the story about the otters just shocked me.
Yeah, cute little baby otters. Who would have think? But apparently they can bite and attack. And they are. And, you know, that brings me, you know, the human to animal transference, where I say be very interesting to look at the energy where that the wild animals, my understanding is that they kind of take on, reflect the energy and belief systems and behavior of the mass consciousness around them. So is there a particular amount of anger and aggression and territorial defense going on the part of the humans or the students at that college or
I'm
at the people at that Priest Lake area?
I'm hearing yes on both accounts.
Okay. All right. So then the humans in that area should be put on, you know, the healing list as well.
Mm-hmm.
And because the humans have to transmute their energy in order for the animals not to be reflecting it. Because the animals will reflect what the humans aren't dealing with. That's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah. And when I look in that area, I'm seeing an energy tear up over the lake area. So, for example, if it was, say, an orc field for that lake, I'm seeing a tear like up over the tops of the trees. And it feels like it's like there's just an energy that's it actually, I'll work on that while we move on to other subjects, because I can see that whole area.
Okay.
Even the nature spirits are exhausted there.
Well, and here's another. What's destroying life on Destruction Island? If you think it's pollution or global warming, you're probably wrong. And for decades, European rabbits have run amok on hundreds of islands around the world, depleting grassy areas and chasing away native birds. The damage to the ecosystem is extensive enough on Washington's Destruction Island that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service may eradicate the furry beasts. Now, this has been an issue, especially on the San Juan Islands, for quite some time. You know, the rabbits, you know, breeding like rabbits. So there's a reason why we come up with these phrases, and they are destructive and destroying the bird populations and the habitat and all of that. This is a full page. It was on the front page of last Sunday's Seattle Times. So if you want to search it and bring it up, but it seems like this would be another good situation to put on the Love Song Facebook page, which would be the European rabbits and the problems that they're causing on these islands. And Robin, I don't know what energy you're seeing with this.
Well, I'm hearing that the rabbits are giving us a message that we are breeding ourselves into extinction.
There you go, the human to animal transference again.
Yes.
And, of course, the masters are telling us through the yuga theories and so forth that is, as we evolve forward, because we're on an upswing now, heading into the higher, better energies, that as the higher we go, the less, or the smaller the population on the planet will become. So we're going to head in that direction, whether or not we get it or not.
Wow, that's interesting. That's what I was hearing, and now you're speaking those words of wisdom from the masters.
Yeah, and that's all in the new book, crystalclarity.com. You can get it. It's called The Yugas, Y-U-G-A-S, and is a theory of human evolution that I happen to believe is the truth and explains a lot of stuff. But anyway, the higher evolved we become as a human species, the less we reproduce. And we will be lowering the population on the planet as the years go by. Okay, so we need to tell Christine about that one. I think she's still on the phone with Kathy. I'm thinking getting through this Facebook page is not that easy.
No.
All right. Now, here's another one. Beloved bees to be roadkill. This is also, this is in Eastern Washington. The proposed relocation of a dangerous stretch of highway in Walla Walla County has stirred up concerns over the face of the hardworking bees that populate a valuable alfalfa seed crop. So scientists are seeking solutions. And this is an area where farming is the livelihood, and they depend on the millions of native pollinators. They're called alkali bees, A-L-K-A-L-I, alkali bees. But the bees are in the path of a proposed widening of U.S. Highway 12. And the highway is horrible, with accidents since 1991 resulting in more than 400 injuries and 30 lives. So there's no disputing that this highway needs to be widened and all of that. The problem is they widen the highway, it puts the highway right in the flight path of these alkali bees. So there's an interesting photograph. You could search this in the Seattle Times, Beloved Bees to be Roadkill. And they've got this SUV. Look at this, Mike. It's the SUV with a frame in front of it, and then it has, like, bee nets at different levels. And they're apparently driving the highway to see, you know, when the bees go from where they live to the crops that they pollinate, what level do they fly at? And, of course, they fly right at, you know, a radiator grill level of vehicles. So if they put the highway where they want to, if they expand it the way they want to, it's going to kill most all the bees. And they've even tried, they put up a barrier to see if they could teach the bees to fly higher. And the bees just crawled over the barrier and then went down to the level they're used to flying at because there's not as much wind resistance, apparently. So I don't know, Robin, are you tuning in? Are you seeing any positive resolution for this and the bees?
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so alkali bees and the Walla Walla area and the Highway 12 expansion, we need to put that on. Oh, and here's a sad one. Vulnerable shark bits found in soup served in Seattle.
What?
A study by the Pew Environment Group found shark species that conservation groups considered threatened in shark fin soup purchased in 14 U.S. cities, including Seattle. And our state, Washington, outlawed the sale of shark fin soup last year. Now, they conducted this study analyzing shark meat found in 51 bowls of traditional Chinese delicacy in 14 U.S. states. They found meat from the school shark, known as the soup fin shark, in a Seattle soup. And this is a vulnerable species. We banned the sale of shark fins last year. Now, do you know the soup sells for about $100 a bowl? Holy mackerel. It is unclear whether the Seattle restaurant from which the researchers bought the soup was selling it illegally, because there's a grandfather clause that says they can use up dried fins they already had in stock. But they say that would mean they've been holding shark fin for almost a year, which they find hard to believe. Washington was the second state to ban the trade in shark fins after Hawaii. Bans have since been passed in California, Oregon, and Illinois. I don't know, Robin, are you seeing any? I mean, are these bans working? I mean, how are these people cheating, or are they using up old shark fins, or can you tell?
Well, it kind of feels like they might be using up some old shark fins, because maybe when this came out in the news, people kind of backed away from eating it in the first place. So there's mixed reviews going on in my brain. Again, I'm getting there's some individual situations where they, you know, they weren't doing anything illegal. And then some of them are.
Just... Okay, so there's both going on.
Yes.
Well, okay, so we could put the whole issue of shark fin soup up there as well.
Can you imagine paying $100 for a bowl of soup?
No, not me personally. I can't imagine that. They're hoping by bringing this all to light that it will make people help them make different choices in terms of what they consume. All right, here now. This is out of Lincoln, Nebraska, but it has to do with the heat wave. Thousands of fish die in hot weather. Thousands of fish are dying in the Midwest as the hot, dry summer dries up rivers and causes water temperature to climb in some spots to nearly 100 degrees. Listen to this. About 40,000 shovel-nosed sturgeon were killed in Iowa last week. Nebraska fishery officials said they've seen thousands of dead sturgeon, catfish, carp, and other species in the lower Platte River, including endangered pallid sturgeon. Biologist in Illinois says tens of thousands of large and smallmouth bass and catfish, and is threatening the population of greater red horsefish, a state endangered species. So many fish died in one Illinois lake that the carcasses clogged an intake screen near a power plant, lowering the water levels to the point that the station had to shut down one of its generators. So this story goes on and on, but apparently, Robin, there's a big crisis with this heat wave and fish dying off. So what are you seeing related to this?
What I'm hearing is that, get used to it, we're going to hear more and more of this type of thing going on in that area. And the tears that I was talking about that I saw kind of in the auroch field up over that lake where the otters were attacking, as you're reading that story, I'm seeing those same type of tears in the auroch field around those different areas, and I'm realizing that it looks like Swiss cheese. It's got like look up over the United States and then I look down in the mid section of the United States, there's like big holes of the energy fields. And then when I look some to the East Coast, I see littler holes. And when I look out, actually, when I look over to the West Coast, I'm seeing even bigger holes.
So there's, well, is this something we can work on? You know, off the air or?
Well, now that I'm seeing it, I'd say we better. Yes.
Okay. All right. One more story, and then we'll take care of advertisers and sponsors for this hour and see if we can't wrap up all this news stuff. But one more story, and then we're into the good news. And then if we have time, to the follow up of what we were going to tune in from last week or two. Swine flu spreads from pigs. This is from the Center of Disease Control out of Atlanta. Don't pet the pigs. That's the message state and country fair visitors got Thursday from health officials who reported a five-fold increase of cases of the new strain of swine flu that spreads from pigs to people. And apparently they're linking these cases to fairs where visitors are in contact with pigs. Now, it's not a serious flu, and it's not spreading from person to person. I thought we'd tune into this because, you know, we're just about headed into fair season. The Monroe Evergreen State Fair will be the end of this month, and then there's Puyallup. And anyway, so all the fairs, and that's where the petting zoos are. So, Robin, can you see anything? Fortunately, this isn't a serious thing, but is this something that anybody listening with families and kids that are going to fairs around here and around pigs, do they have to be concerned about this?
Yes, they do. And I wish I'd known that yesterday. My grandson went to a fair.
Oh, no.
Petting pigs. So,
okay.
That's
well, you know, they have those wash stations. At least, you know, at the Evergreen State Fair, you come out of the petting zoo, they have those hand washing stations. So it sounds like it's important. Yeah, you and your kids wash your hands after the petting. Now, fortunately, it's not a serious flu, but. Mike wants to chime in here.
Well, all I'm going to say is that it is a new strain of swine flu, and they haven't developed a vaccine for it yet. So it'll take them, you know, probably months for the CDC to come up with the appropriate vaccine. And again, as you say, it's not a huge, it's contagious, but it's not a killer thing, but it's something you just need to be aware of.
But a good precaution, to teach yourself and your kids to wash your hands after going to the petting zoo.
Yeah, actually. Wash your hands as often as you can to keep germs down.
All right. Okay. And we've got a. So now, were you talking? I'm talking to Kathy now. Were you talking to Christine about Love Song?
Yes, we found it.
Did you figure it out?
Yes.
Okay. Can you give us our listeners any help in finding out how to get there? Now that you know how to do it.
Well, my best information is to say go to her Facebook page. I hope she's okay with me saying this. Go to her Facebook page and have her friended.
Okay, well, what is the Facebook page?
Well, it would be her name.
Christine Raposa?
Yes. And then from there, you can access the Blue Globe.
Okay. But you're saying you have to friend her first before you can do that?
That's how we had to do it.
So you had to go to, now, did you just go to Christine Raposa, R-A-P-O-Z-Z-A, is that correct?
Yes.
Onesie,
R-O-P-O-Z-A, Christine Raposa. And you do that on Facebook?
Right.
And then you friend her?
Yes.
And that brings up the page?
It brings in her Facebook page.
Okay.
And then, well, she'll actually have to accept or confirm. And Christine, if there's a better way to go there, let me know.
Okay. And then she, of course, was talking to you, so she didn't hear all these stories that we want up on the Facebook page, right?
I think she did hear, and so she's asked me to take those things that you want to have put on there, and I'll do that for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a whole pile of them here.
Okay,
so you
good.
Can
I'll
come
work
get
on
them.
That.
Okay. All right. So let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors because it is the most important part of the show. And I better remind you that we haven't yet done the missing link giveaway. So if you didn't write these phone numbers down earlier, you better do it now. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues with good news next. So stay with us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole-natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. There is a missing link formula for cats. There are two formulas for dogs, either the hip and joint or the skin and coat formula. There's a new vegetarian formula called the Well Blend, which is designed for food-sensitive dogs and cats. And there's also a hyped-up veterinary formula. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or at your vet's office, or you can call Designing Health directly at 800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the missing link word of the day is forgiveness.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, this is Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition. It's a Martha and Robin Sunday, so gifted mystic Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is with me, and we're tuning into different animal situations, and we're trying to finish up the news so we can get into Pluckner stuff. And we got a number of calls today on the Missing Link giveaway, so we have a winner. I don't know who it is yet, but the word was forgiveness, and the reason I did that is because that's what I'm working on, is forgiving myself for messing up the detail and tanking poor G-Man. Because I messed up and I was underdosing him medication wise for the Pluckner syndrome, and the yogi had to wake me up this morning to tell me. We'll do more about that when we get to Pluckner. Now Christine has emailed here, and she's gotten Kathy through to the Soul Song business on Facebook. So if you want to be able to participate and send energy to all these different animal situations around the world that need prayer and healing energy sent, and especially if you want to connect up with this, to send to my elderly blue Abyssinian G-Man G, who needs help because his mom really messed up the detail. He needs lots of healing energy and prayers today. Here are the directions from Christine. She says, send a friend request to Christine, just like it sounds, Christine with a C-H, Christine Rapoza, R-A-P-O-Z-A. Let me know you want to be a member of Love Song. I will send you a membership to the group. That sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? Robin, that makes sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's the way you do it. Okay, then, it's time for the best good news about animals. Ooh! Yeah, sure has been nice to have sunshine in the area. And I have to say, just a follow-up from last week. I actually got to turn my fans on last Sunday night. Unfortunately, I think it stirred some of the dust up in my house and also contributed to my allergic stuff. But it was nice to have some warm weather. And it's my air conditioner's still in the closet, though, because I seem to be in this little sweet spot. It just doesn't get that hot.
You may want to break it out today. It's supposed to get in the lower 80s.
Yeah, but see, last Sunday or last weekend at my house, when it was 97 in Gold Bar, it was like 88 in Monroe proper. It was 81 at my house.
That is really bizarre. Uh-huh. It's nice.
Yeah. See, so it's really, really nice. But I don't know.
All I'm saying is you should break out the air conditioning just because you may need it someday, and for whatever reason.
Yeah, I should run. Just yeah. So that's still on my list. Okay, here we go into the good news. Now I get here. I put this in the good news. Well, I'll just tell you about it. Badger dodges tranquilizer dart, prompts standoff in Nevada store. How's that for a headline? Sparks, Nevada. A badger that wandered into a retail store in northern Nevada dodged a tranquilizer dart and held authorities at bay for about an hour before the teeth-bearing critter was lured into a cage with cat food. No one was hurt in the standoff at the bottled water convenience store in a residential neighborhood in Sparks, and the badger ultimately was returned to the wild north of Reno. That's the good news. Nevada Department of Fish and Wildlife said, quote, apparently the door was open a bit and this badger just walked in. Obviously, it was pretty hungry because when they put the cat food in the trap, it went right in. So I put this in good news because the badger was humanely trapped with cat food and then released to the wild. So I think that's good.
I would bet on the badger just about any day.
Oh, yeah. Badgers can be nasty.
They can take care of themselves.
They certainly can. But obviously, he was hungry, so he went to the store. I mean, you know, give the guy some credit.
It's quid pro quo. He got to eat, and nobody got hurt.
Okay, here's some good news out of Montana. Yellowstone National Park administrators said the park's bison population is up to an estimated 4,230 animals, including 600 calves born this year. After a relatively mild winter, the park's two herds increased in size by a combined 14% over last year's count. The change was within the range of expectations for the wild animals. The peak bison population was seen in 2005. It was 5,000 were recorded. During the harsh winters, bison attempting to migrate outside the park have often been captured and killed to prevent the possibility of them spreading disease to cattle. Okay, this is good news, so I probably shouldn't go there, but that's totally bogus, and there's never even... Anyway, hopefully that won't happen anymore. But so the bison population is growing, and that's good. Okay, another good news item here. We have a newborn orca to the J-Pod Aww. Family. Very cute picture that... the new baby, J49, swims by its mother, J37. And let's see, this is a report from Monday of a calf. And it's good news right now. We want to celebrate that. But remember, their survival is dicey for the first year. But hopefully this one will make it. I wonder, Robin, are you getting anything about this mom and baby orca? Is this one going to be healthy and be able to survive?
Yes.
Yay! Good news there. Oh, this one, this story, if you want to find this one, I got it off the HuffPost Good News. And, oh, it's just sweet. It's sad, but it's sweet. But a photographer captures tender moment between man and his sick dog in Lake Superior. They say a dog's best friend but is man's best friend, but to John Unger, a Wisconsin resident, his dog, Shep, means everything. He adopted Shep when he was just a puppy. The two have been together ever since. Shep is 19 years old and has arthritis and trouble sleeping. Unger found that water is therapeutic for his pained buddy, so he takes Shep into Lake Superior and lulls him to sleep. There's a picture of him. It's really touching. Look at this picture of him and Shep in the water. Oh.
There is a true bond there.
Yeah, yeah.
That picture speaks volumes.
Yeah, and the guy's up to his neck in water, and he's got Shep, which is kind of looks like a small shepherd mix type, you know, mutt in his arms, and his head is resting on the guy's shoulder, and he's asleep in
and
the
he's,
water.
He's at peace.
He's at peace, and at sleep in the water. But it's very, very touching. So if you search the story, you can... the photographer owns Stonehouse Photography and is a friend of Unger's, decided to capture the relationship between the man and his dog down by the water. The photo was from a last-minute session.
And it is powerful.
It's very powerful. It's very powerful. And let's see. And it has been very popular on. Now, here is the update. After breaking up with his former fiance, Unger had been having suicidal thoughts. Quote, to be honest with you, I don't think I'd be here if I didn't have Shep with me that night. He just snapped me out of it. I don't know how to explain it. He just snapped me out of it. I just want to do whatever I can for this dog because he basically saved my ass. Now... the Minnesota Public Radio reports that the popularity of the photo has spurred an outpouring of support in the form of donations to help pay for laser treatment for Shep's arthritis.
Aww.
Yeah.
And there's a series of photos on the web. If you just do a Google search of a photo of man and dog in Lake Superior, it'll take you to a lot of stuff, including a couple of videos. And again, the search term was photo of man and dog in Lake Superior.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, okay. So here's another good story, not quite as heart-wrenching, but I love this one. This is out of Salt Lake City. A moose was freed from a backyard entanglement thanks to a brave Utah deputy and a pair of cutters. Sergeant Lane Finley found himself face-to-face with a moose whose antlers were wrapped in a backyard swing set this weekend. The Weber County Sheriff's deputy got the call Sunday and responded to a community outside Ogden and said the moose appeared in distress and was bleeding. Finley said he handed his mobile phone to an onlooker and asked the person to shoot video, telling him, if something happens to me, give this to my wife.
Aww.
The video shows the moose twisting in an attempt to free its antlers from the metal chains of the swing as Finley cautiously approaches with the cutters. He clips the chain links one by one until the moose finally pulls free and wanders off with minor injuries. Finley said he called wildlife officials, but was told it might take an hour for them to respond. Quote, I just made the decision to go in there and see what I could do. Good for you, Officer Finley. Fortunately, the moose was tired and it didn't seem to feel threatened. Once free, the moose trotted to a nearby bucket of water and began drinking. Quote, then he collapsed right there on the ground. He said he spent about an the officer spent about an hour spraying down the animal with a hose while waiting for wildlife officials to arrive and assess the moose health. But the moose was fine. Did well. But I had a similar experience on my farm where a young deer got caught in my fence and was caught all night in the fence and couldn't escape. And, you know, deer seem to be quite fragile, but they are very strong and powerful with their legs, and they can kick you and really hurt you. So I did something similar. I got out my wire cutters, and then I went and I just sat and did a little meditation with the deer and explained to it that what I needed to do and that I needed to come up behind it and to cut the wire free, and then it would be free, you know. And the deer held absolutely still and was very calm and allowed me to cut it out of the fence, and then off it went. So, you know, they know. They know. Okay, so that does it with the good news. I still have the pile of things we need to kind of tune into from last week. We'll kind of do a consensus whether we'd rather do that or rather do the Pluckner stuff. Maybe we can still do both and cover it all if we do it quickly. But before we end this hour, we need to do a real quick current events. And Mike is Johnny on the spot. Okie dokie. Before I get to this current events, just want to let you know a new listener from Shoreline, Margaret, is trying the feline formula of Missing Link for her kitty friend. Well, thanks for joining us, Margaret. I hope you'll be here every Sunday now. And here we go. New on the current events list. Scrub-a-mutt fundraising. No, wait a minute. Can't be Saturday, August 15th. I must have typed that wrong. It should be August 18th, I think. Don't you think?
About 19th. No, 18th would be Saturday. 19th would be Sunday.
I know it's here. Yes, okay. My typo. Saturday, August 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Strawberry Fields Park in Marysville. It's the fifth annual. All dogs must be on leash. The first 300 dogs to get scrubbed to get a goodie bag. Dog wash, nail trims, raffles, vendors, and exhibits and demonstrations. www.scrub-a-mutt.org for more info. And remember, if you don't get the details here and need more, go to Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events for all the stuff. Okay, here's a new one, Mike. I'm sure you want to do this. Body art for bulldogs. That's next Sunday the 19th at 11 a.m. at Liberty Tattoo on University Way in Seattle, benefiting Bulldog Haven Northwest. So go get yourself a tattoo.
But the dogs aren't going to get tattooed, right?
No, humans get tattooed to benefit the bulldogs.
You'll have to send me a picture.
Well, I won't be going.
It ain't happening with me either.
If it was golden retrievers, you know, no, I don't think I don't do pain. And tattoos seem painful to me. Okay. Woo-hoo. Remember, it's hot out there. Keep your animals and your kids out of the car. And we've got summer heat precautions from the Humane Society up on the current events list. Remember, today is the last day of the super adoption event at PetSmart in Union Gap. Goes to 7 p.m. tonight. All kinds of great activities there. August 18th, that's next Saturday. That's the Positive Futures 2013 kickoff potty. And September 9th will be the Bow Wow Meow Luau Adoption Event and Potty, P-A-W-T-Y, at Denny's Pet World in Kirkland. For information on all of these events, www.positive, P-A-W-S, positivealliance.org. Tickets on sale for the 15th annual Black Cat Ball, benefiting Perfect Pals on October 27th. Today, again, is the last day of Catapalooza, Celebration of Cats, 8th annual at Seattle Humane. Goes till 5 p.m. today. $50 kittens, and adult cats are free, and all kinds of fun stuff to do. All right, this is new. You can apply now for the Humane Teen Club, now until August 15th, for teens 13 to 17 who want to learn about companion animal welfare and become volunteers at Seattle Humane. So you don't have much time to do that. Teenagers 13 to 17, if you want to become a volunteer and learn about humane companion animal welfare. Registration's open for the annual Walk for the Animals to benefit Seattle Humane at U-Village Fido Fest on September 23rd. And remember, August 25th is the barbecue benefit and auction for Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary Incarnation. I'm hoping to be able to get to that because you can't go for tours there like you can at Mollywood. This is the only time in the, of the year that you can see this incredible macaw sanctuary. And we, you know, we talked to them on the last Shelter Rescue show, and man, sounds like a fabulous place. And they've got all kinds of other animals there too. $20 in advance, $25 day of, $10 for kids. Get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. Posado Safe Havens Bark at Marymore Park is Sunday, next Sunday the 19th. And where's the rest of my current events list? I have everything all jumbled up. And then the annual Fine Wines and Felines 2012 to support Meow Cat Rescue is Saturday, August 25th in the evening. MeowCatRescue.org. And then we've got the postponed golf tournament for All Breed Equine Rescue, which is sometime in September, but I don't have the new date, and we'll find that out from them on our shelter updates, I guess, the end of the month. All right, I think that covers it, except to say that next Saturday, or next Sunday, of course, is Kevin and Kim Sunday here on Animal World, Medium and Animal Intuitive. Kim Miller will be here with Kevin hosting the show and open phone lines so Kim can tune into your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other and answer all kinds of stuff for you. So I hope you plan to be here and give them a call. Okay, we are way over time, so how about I think everybody's good? How about we'll just dump the tip and turn this hour around and we'll get started. Maybe we'll do finish up quickly on the holdover animals in the news that we wanted to tune into with Robin, and then we'll get into all the Pleckner stuff. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.